Our guest today, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.
All right, Dan, starting out with the grains here. Looks like a clean sweep across the board. Everything trading higher here in the grains. Good start to the week there. What did you see that had the grains trading higher?
Yeah, we are all expecting a further decline in crop condition ratings this afternoon. Good to excellent ratings are supposed to fall anywhere between 3 and 4%. And with that in the back of the mind, traders were short covering. We had a lower opening following the bearish close on Friday, but markets found their footing and closed higher. And again, it's all about conditions in the USDA report later this week.
Okay, great. And cattle side of things here, looks like they were a bit back and forth. I saw feeders reaching as high as mid-2s, but looks like they dropped back down. What's going on there?
Yeah, a lot of choppiness there. We're trying to understand what cash trade will do this week. The northern and southern markets have come to parity. That's something that hasn't happened till March. So the cash markets are the same. That's probably an indication that at least nearby we've got adequate cattle supplies and we'll start to see a little weakening of the cash market. That gave the futures market a back and sideways kind of tone. Hogs are slightly lower on selling on the premiums, if you will, and the futures markets where December's trading at 88.15 as a close today. Seems a little bit rich, so we did see some selling from the speculative sector, but we're watching strong export demand in the background very carefully.
All right. You're the man, Dan. Thanks for doing this, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. That was Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.